Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Good afternoon. My name is Anton Mesmer. I will be your charming host today.
You know, and who you just really, you just thrilled? My father.
Anton Mesmer.
Anton.
I just can't Anton stop looking at you.
Mesmer. Man, will this rain ever go away?
Oh, it's still raining down there?
Oh, no, I'm talking about where we live.
Oh.
I'll just do that occasionally just to confuse you guys.
It's not raining.
I know.
It's not raining where you are?
No, no,
it's
not
dry,
at all.
Dry as a bone.
It's beautiful. Like,
well, I guess I made the mistake of looking at the wrong forecast.
Wow. Look at you. I guess the egg is on your face.
There's not a cloud in the sky in South Florida.
What a good day for outdoor activities.
You must come down and try it sometime.
Wait, so you're saying you look at the forecast and then pretend that you've experienced the forecast?
Well, that's what I was trying to do. And I may,
is it possible?
A particular computer screen, I may have seen Manassas with a cloud and rain coming out of it, and that's why I did that.
What is the possibility that it is not about trying to sound live and local, but it's followed by, Carla, it's still raining up there, and it's beautiful here.
You made the right move.
Yes, it's all good.
We say that every day.
Of course.
I swear to God.
Mm-hmm.
Although it is lonely. You know,
lonely. Oh, how lonely can it be? You didn't really.
It's very lonely.
Wasn't it lonely in Manassas?
Yes.
Yes. That is a great point. When my wife starts to complain about the loneliness, and she really doesn't complain about the loneliness as much as the future and interaction with people. And she's not, you know, she's not being overly ambitious when she says she'd like to get somebody within 40 years of her own age.
Yes.
But she's got to join that CrossFit gym.
Yes. Shut up.
Why? What's wrong?
That's not good.
I'm in the CrossFit gym.
Well, there's younger people there. She could meet some people.
I know. It's younger, fit men that are going to have their way with her.
No, they're not.
No, no.
Yes, they are.
No, you go there with her.
All you horn dogs. All you horn dogs.
They're too busy picking up plates to pick up chicks.
weighted plates?
Yes, weighted plates. That's what they do, man.
That's wonderful. You know, what is this?
Well, you sang a little bit of the Polish Prince, so I thought you'd want some Bobby Vinton to get today's show started right.
Is this Bobby Vinton singing Lonely, I'm So Lonely?
Mr. Lonely, Mike, please address him by his proper name.
Mr. Lonely. Give me a little more level on that, Rob. Lonely.
Lonely.
Mr. Lonely.
Aww.
Aww.
Stepped all over. Lonely.
I'm not lonely. I'm doing great. I could be a hermit. I'm fine in my own skin.
Also, when Carla is having an issue, maybe she feels lonely. Remember the times people would just show up at your house and you'd have to hide from them?
Yeah.
Remember that? You'd have to hide from people that wanted to see you.
Yeah, I like having a gate between me and the rest of the world. I like being able to call you in. That's what I like, baby.
You know what you like, Mike?
I'm fine with that.
You like friendship on your terms. You like when you can be alone, and then if you need companionship, down to the docks to hang with that young, handsome boy.
Well, you know, Rob, it's no secret. In certain circles, people know that I have made slight modifications to... We got a problem?
No.
Got a problem at all?
It's all right. People, I feel like I'm in a room full of death people because there's
death
been...
people, Mike.
Death,
those are
death people. Of death. The death. There was a audible sound because Pony's running the Ustream, and I hear it coming from his computer, but nobody in this room realizes that that's playing, except for me, who's on the other side
of the
room.
That's because he's so awesome.
Yeah, but this computer has no speakers.
Okay, well, then where was it coming from?
I don't know.
All right. Have we fixed it?
We have.
Who fixed it?
Actually, Oscar is totally responsible for fixing all the things.
Who fixed it? Someone fess up right now. I'm going to go crazy.
Why don't you look at him? Why don't you?
I don't like looking at him. It's Wednesday.
Like
I don't want to look at him.
Why don't
because
you look,
he's over
like
there
some...
talking about his audible sounds as opposed to some other kind of sound, I guess. The kind of sound you smell, I suppose.
Where was that coming from? Somebody fess up.
Was he making it up? Did he hear it in his own ears?
I still hear it now.
What do you exactly describe the sound? I hear nothing down here in sunny, beautiful,
oh my
perfect
God,
South
it's
Florida.
It's coming from the computer. That's what's happening. It's coming from the actual Mac
itself.
Oh,
so what? How can we fix it? Oh, great
I'll
one.
Fix it. I'll fix
he
it.
He will.
Yes.
He will fix
okay,
it.
Okay, very good.
I'll fix it right
now. Are you going to have to crawl around to fix
no,
it
No, I don't
now?
Have to do anything. I'm going to take care
can
of it.
Can you have Mac, our intern, fix it?
No, but Mac cannot
that. Would require him to get out of the chair.
Well, Mac's had a bad day.
And you know
he's
what?
He's a lonely man.
And Mike, give him some credit because, and Mac, please stand in the viewing area, the staging area.
Stand, that's where the intern stand. Let me take
look
a look
who
at
is
him.
Not wearing any orange today.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He looks great.
And does that say, what does that say, Punta Maya or something like that? What is that?
He's got a nice clever
Puerta,
t-shirt.
Puerta Maya.
Puerta Maya. Nice
lovely,
job.
That's right. That's a
lovely
Spanish
Mexican,
word.
A Mexican town.
It's a Spanish word. It means unemployable.
Aww, that's
lean
sad.
Forward
that
a little
day.
Bit.
Stop
Mac,
it.
Lean forward. Lean forward
yeah, yeah.
so I can see you.
Yeah, there
not
he
that
is.
Kind of forward, like towards Ra. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, sometimes.
You can keep the microphone. Sit down. Now lean in towards Rob with the microphone. So I can see you. Little four. Closer like, to Rob.
Hold on. Let me try
closer
this.
To Rob. Let me
hold
on.
Try
I'm taking care of this.
All right.
Closer to Rob. There we go. Thank you.
Okay, right there.
Jesus Christ.
What he was doing was the
simple instructions.
What he was doing was the Macarena. And
the what?
He didn't realize he was doing that dance because every time Mike asked him to do something, he was doing another move.
Exactly.
Okay, Pony, whoever's in charge of the camera that I get to look at you guys,
yes.
I wish for someone to stand up and go to it now. Because there is 11. Well, see, I can only see Pony's hand. And to me now, when I want to see.
You
know, now
oh, you know what that's like, Mike?
You know, it's fine. It's fine. Where Mac is right now, it's fine. I can see you guys.
It's almost like the Addams Family and he's Thing.
Yes, just, Thing.
We just see his hand.
So I should get a thumbs up. How's everything going, Pony?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. It worked perfectly.
I wish everybody could see that.
That thumbs stream. Up was terrific.
I wish everybody could see this.
I want to apologize to the room. It was my computer. I am so sorry.
You know what, Oscar? Really, who cares?
Touché.
The apology Touché. Is every bit as meaningless as the complaint.
Touche. I just want what's best.
Maybe that's why he's the only one who could hear it, because it was right by him.
What's best for business? Actually, it's next to your head. I was just wondering.
No, but you said your
that
computer.
That almost sounded like you were using your card counter voice.
Welcome
what's
to
best
card
for
counter.
Business?
Incorrect.
What's best for business.
You're an ass.
And you know, oh dear.
Oh, sorry.
You know what?
Did no you one... have a hold on? Did you have a staring contest on the Big O and Duke show last night?
No, why?
Because there's this picture that Chad put up on Facebook, and it was just you two guys staring at each
our
other.
Our setup.
And I thought maybe you had. I thought that was somehow content related to the Big O and Duke show.
No, the way we have it set up at the Boat Studios is that. You know how we get to look at each other with
right.
Actually, we have a good line of sight for each other, whether it's on the TV or in front of you know.
You're
in the
set
studio.
Up at yes. almost at a square table. Everyone
yes.
has a side,
so
right.
we don't see each other while we're doing the show. We're staring at the cameras while we're talking, which is kind of weird at first, but it works just fine.
Mm.
But it looks like we're staring at each other, but we're not. We're just staring at the cameras. That's what
welcome
it was.
To Card Counter.
Hey, what's my?
I would love to get.
What's
I'd love
the count?
Somehow, some way to get. Your timing of that today is killing me.
I know, I'm
you're
horrible.
You're killing me.
But
with
at least
no,
my computer
horrible.
Wasn't turned up.
You know what? He's,
so
he,
there's
he's
that.
Right. He's right.
Yeah, I would love.
It was my computer.
Seriously, I'd love to get your other radio partner into the studio at some point, if he can ever
I'll
extricate
him.
Himself, you know to come by in the morning so he can bust my balls about being down.
They're
the
moving to D.C. in
ooh,
front of Nats Park. So
really?
Perfect, yeah.
Oh, well, the choice section.
Not the best part of town.
That's going to be great. You know what? They've got lots of good parking.
There's a
and when I was there for the McCartney show, food trucks and lots of fun all the
are
time.
Are you telling me that during the baseball season they're just going to have like a mobile studio down there, or
no.
they're moving to a building down in the hood?
They are gutting Lanham and moving all the radio stations to a building right next to Nats Park.
Wow.
Okay. All right. I'm so sorry.
I wish them all the anymore. Best because if there's one thing we've learned over the last 20 years, Mike, is that the CBS engineers love to do a build.
They do indeed. And if we've learned one thing, down next to Nationals Park is the best section of town ever.
Oh, it is. It's really great. It's poised for a renaissance. And you know what? I think WJFK will bring them that cred. That's what's going to spark it.
Do you know how many condos are going up there and how much they're going for? I was just curious and I looked.
Well, it's called, they call it, I guess, in a major city, they call it regentrification.
Yes.
And so,
or gentrification.
Gentrification. They're actually, are they making any progress? Here's the book on Nats Park when they built it in the South Capitol Street side of town.
Yes.
A town that was in need of refurbishment, to say the very least.
Yes.
And I thought they were going to do a lot more, and everybody else thought they were going to do a lot more around the surrounding area. Because, I mean, the Verizon Center down here in D.C., the arena in Washington, D.C., has really been wonderful for businesses.
It's changed the entire landscape of that area.
Truly, it's changed that. Are you saying to me that you and you are the most recent visitor to Nats Park?
Yes, I just went.
Are you telling me that
ago.
They're making? Are they making some progress, or are they still just? There's a very nice little ballpark with cranes all over the place.
I went to Nats Park when it opened with you guys. I remember the first year we all went together and we had a great time.
Great trip.
Yeah. Since then, 4 years later, they have made some progress, but the most important progress you notice is that the buildings that have gone up and have been built and are now occupied,
right,
they're being occupied by big companies. So whatever they're doing to kind of lure these companies to work and play in that area, they're doing it right. A Gordon Beer's just opened right next to the stadium. They've got all these high-end restaurants, Legal Seafoods. I'm actually, what's happening now around Nats Park.
I am so, can I just say yes. though, I'm so glad they're getting a Legal Seafood.
Because, oh, it's going to be great.
Because you know what, so often, really so often what they do is they'll build these chain restaurants where you can see them everywhere. I'm so glad there's like an exciting new upstart
there.
Company like Legal Seafood.
And with that access to the Anacostia River, you know the seafood is going to be fresh.
So, I'll take the Mr. Burns filet of sole.
One bedroom condo. Just give me a ballpark. What do you think? Just right around Nats Park.
Hold on, I gotta stop you right there, yes. Oscar. Hey, Mac. You want like a shot of vodka or something like that? You know, you look horrible, lad. I know you're going through crap with your dog today, but you know how I wanted you to be in the frame. I'd now like you to push yourself out of the frame. Because looking at you is making me really, really
depressed.
You can
pull the mic towards you. Just get out of the frame.
No, maybe leave the mic where it was and just pull back. Or even better, you know where there's some really great seats is at that conference table outside. You could go out there and really just relax. Well,
so getting back to Nationals.
Yes. Just ask me. I mean, give me a guess.
280.
280. Not 280.
The condos down there, one-bedroom condo, yes. 545.
What?
You are much closer. The lowest condo I saw in the new developments was $460,000.
About the size of your place.
About the size of my place.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's great, Rob, because that's exactly what condos are going for down here.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
New card. What do you think?
Whoa. Very nice. Look at that.
Picked them up from the printers yesterday.
Good coloring.
That's bone. And the lettering is something called Sicilian Braille.
It's very cool, Bateman, but that's nothing. Look at this.
That is really nice.
Eggshell. With Romalian type. What do you think?
Nice.
Jesus. That is really super. How'd a nitwit like you get so tasteful?
I can't believe that Bryce prefers Van Patten's card to mine.
But wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. Raised lettering. Pale nimbus. White.
Impressive. Very nice.
Look at that subtle off-white coloring. A tasteful thickness of it. Oh my God. It even has a watermark.
Something wrong? Patrick? You're sweating.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Gabby Fiverr Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Down in a jungle, living in a tent, don't you
Broadcasting all over the planet, we are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 23.5 million downloads. We're at MikeOMaraShow.com. We are also heard over the air on a wonderful radio station out of the heartland called KCJJ, owned and operated by one of the premier broadcasters in America, Mr. Steve Xavier Bridges.
Forget Steve X Bridges, because let's focus on the KCJJ listener of the day, a man you know.
Let's do.
Man, Mike, do you remember the gentleman who allowed you to lead the Hawkeye marching band?
Oh, wow.
Give me the initials and I will get the name.
I'll give you a guess. White guy.
I remember this. White hair.
KK.
Kenneth?
No.
KK?
Mike, I know it's on the tip.
Karstens. Karstens?
Very close.
It's Kastens. Kastens.
Yes, Kevin Kastens is the KCJJ TMO's listener of the day. Yay, Kevin!
Yay! And yay, Mike's memory.
Yay, it's coming back.
Yay.
Kastens, yeah. Hey, did you see the ad the other night? Not the ad, the piece on the news where they're taking the young mice blood and they're injecting it into the brains of the older mice.
Yeah.
And the older mice are thinking clearer.
Well, Mike, it's just like the president said in the premiere of 24. It's progressing faster than they thought.
Speaking of memory, just a few seconds ago, Rob was playing a tape from the movie American Psycho.
Yes.
With Christian Bale. And that was actually not that particular cut from that movie. That was actually from Oscar, Rob, and myself when we went to the Vistaprint headquarters.
I remember. That's right. Back when Oscar was called Van Patten.
We were going over their magnificent business cards.
That was my stage
name. And I'm here
to
tell you about those fabulous business cards because Vistaprint is doing something very, very, very special. A business card, as Patrick Bateman would tell you, says a lot about you.
Mm.
And no matter who you are or what you do, Vistaprint.com has thousands of designs that will say exactly what you want. That's bone. And the type is called Cillian Braille. For a limited time, for our listeners, 250 high-quality premium cards for just $10, one of the best deals in the world. Mm-hmm. Shipping is included. We have all designed cards at Vistaprint. It's so easy to totally customize your card. You can really show off the real you. Have fun and always make a great impression. Just choose the design you want. Pick your industry. There are over 20. Or select a style instead. It's entirely up to you. You can make a card for anything, like your drone photography business.
See?
Where you take pictures of golf courses around the country, or perhaps your brother's or brother-in-law's house. The design process is fun and limitless. Even upgrade your paper stock or print on both sides. Anything you want. Remember, 250 premium cards, only $10 with shipping, and it ain't just cards, people. Check out all the marketing products. It's the best. Just go to Vistaprint.com and put our promo code TMOS in the cart when you check out to get this offer. That's 250 cards for only $10. Go to Vistaprint.com and remember to put our promo code in the cart, TMOS, and we thank you in advance, everybody.
Boo! Can't go wrong.
So, hail, hail, the gang is all here. Everybody's roaring and ready to go, and we have our intern, Mac, who's on campus today. We now have Rob with 1B and Mac, and I guess Josh, the bald-headed intern, has probably gone off to greener pastures.
No, he's still around.
Like
he's still in the mix.
He's still floating
he
around.
He works remotely.
All right. Let me ask our supervisor of interns, Mr. Ponyboy Bloom. Pony, what will you have Mac be doing today? What will be his task?
Today he's going to be pulling the commercials from today's show.
Did you hear the energy? Did you feel the energy of the show just completely just evaporate?
Yeah. Saw an experiment like that on Mr. Wizard once where he made a Coke bottle sort of implode.
What's going on now, with you two fellas? I don't understand. Is Pony okay or is Mac okay? Because one of these guys is not okay.
Do you agree that the energy between these two is just, I mean, it's frightening. Yeah. I'm worried. Now, we know that Mac has problems with his dog. Today.
What if they're dating and we don't know and now there's a lover spat?
Yeah, it could be. And, you know, and that's it makes things awkward, Mike.
Oh, that's pretty disturbing right there. I don't even want to think about that. You hear that psycho music that I was playing, Rob?
Yes. Yeah.
That's going to be updated. I'm going to be doing it because how long have I, and I'm just thinking those machines that we were talking about, jerry rigging a nice little cable. We're buying two iPads down here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We're going to put them into iPads because that will be a lot easier than the other process that
and I'm also take up less space.
I think that's what the game plan will be. And, you know, I've been wanting that for, you know, as long as – I mean, it's back in the days I used to ask RJ to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, it never got done. And the fact is now I would just love to
You can
do
handle
that.
On your own.
Well, like, for example, if something is shocking, we play this.
Yes.
And the reason I'm doing this segment right now is because I'm holding my own ass to the fire.
Okay. Yes.
Because if I make a big deal about it right now, you guys will be on me about it, and the listeners will be on me about it. And, you know, I think it's time for, you know, for example, lovely explosion.
Oh, yeah.
But dated. But
yeah,
dated,
oh, yeah,
but tired,
it's definitely,
you know?
1980s.
Yeah.
1980s.
It was
totally 70s, 1980s,
maybe. Will some of the classics stay around? I'd hate to see that stinger go, because that is the classic Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
Yes. Like that
I also
one.
I also have one called Doom.
Oh. That one maybe is toasty.
Yeah, I like Doom. Doom is great. It's fun.
Doom. All right, well, make a choice. One of them's got to go.
So you're gonna go full iPad, is where you're gonna go.
Full iPad. Do you like? Do you want Doom to? But some of them have to go. Like, for example,
you
I got
decide.
Two of them. Or
the beautiful part about what you're gonna be able to do with the iPad is you'll be able to keep all of them. Just you can decide which page
exactly.
you want to use.
Exactly, Michael.
That's the beautiful part. Also, speaking of projects, how is your electrical project, which is under your
the
desk?
The power strip, which is basically a power strip, has been screwed with wood screws into. You'll notice I haven't kicked anything out.
No.
It has been screwed into the base I got under there, and probably took me about an hour to lay the cable, crimp the cable, get the cable exactly where I want, run it through the wall, out and through the wall, so it's flush. There's nothing there anymore.
Nice and clean.
And the power strip, I didn't just mount it to the wall. I actually cut a section of drywall out.
Nice.
And I mounted it inside. And so now, and then I caulked it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And I repainted it under there as well.
Look
and
at
I
you.
Caulked it and sealed it. And
can you,
it's
do you
now,
still have
it's
access
now,
to the power strip? Or is it
if an electric fire breaks
it's
out?
It's flush to the wall.
It'll just
and
burn
then
the whole
I,
house down.
And then I also went out and I got a clear piece of plexiglass to put on either side of it so that it would be mounted.
Hold on, wait,
I'm not finished yet, Rob Spiewak. I'm not finished yet.
Okay.
Hold on. And then I went out and I got a remote so that I can actually, I set up a camera on the right-hand side so that I can see where the power strip is with a monitor. So right now when I'm looking at you guys, in the upper right-hand corner of my television monitor, I actually am monitoring the power strip.
Mike, I
and
stopped
I did all
believing
that,
you.
And I did that all that before the show.
I stopped believing you when you used the phrase, cut the drywall. That's when I stopped believing
but
you.
But you were eager, boy, because this is when it was be quiet time in your car. You wanted to say you stopped believing me like right when I started. You wanted the world to know that Rob Spiewak knew that Mike O'Mara was lying.
I thought that the wood screw thing was true. And I thought the 1 hour to put in a wood screw was about right.
I think he's lying all around. Can you actually take your camera and point it under your desk to see
to see where the power strip is and show what it looks like?
Yes,
no, I can't do that.
Hasn't done it yet.
Well, of course he hasn't done it.
I haven't done anything yet.
Well, then how are you going to do two iPads and upload sound if you can't put two wood screws into the wall?
Because the iPad and uploading sound is not going to involve me contorting myself underneath this desk and getting back into the dark, sweaty area down here. That's where I'm going to do it. And incidentally, by the way, you'll know what I'm doing, Oscar, because I will be imploring you to give me the right software and programming.
I'm changing my number.
Oscar's quitting.
Yeah.
And Mike, for the courtesy of the listener, please do not talk about your dark, sweaty area anymore.
My dark, sweaty area. You know, there's a lot of humidity down here in South Florida.
Hey, listen.
Somewhat tropical.
I know that I said I needed iPads. Could you just do it for me and send them down?
You know
I don't
what?
I have time for this.
Yeah, you go ahead, ass, if you think that's what's going to happen. Rob, it's an easy program, is it not?
It plays wonderfully with iTunes. All you have to do is make sure the sound finds its way into iTunes. However, to do that, you're probably going to have to download some sort of editing software so you can tidy up your stuff.
And that's the part for me personally that's long overdue.
Okay.
Because the fact is, you know, knock on wood. Rob and I both received the copies of the Blu-ray for Unraveling the Cosmos, which was a narration that we did. And I don't market myself as a narrator. If we get a
narrating job, I do,
Oscar, but I actually, to be honest with you, I like them when they come around once in a while.
Well,
why not make an effort
and have more income come into your house?
Because the fact is, I
what
like
if I
work.
Made you a splash
I don't
page?
Love the work.
Oh, you don't love the work. That's what
I don't
is.
Love the work. I like the work, but I don't love the.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
you do it
I'd
so
do
well.
You do. You're
you
very
do
good.
Very, and I'm not kissing your ass. I've heard your work. It is damn good work.
Yeah, I liked Unraveling the Cosmos. I'll be honest with you. I like that. I love the Hurricane documentary.
The Hurricane was
I think
great.
The Hurricane documentary, I think, is going to be something I'm very, very proud
if
of.
If someone wanted to reach out to you, maybe there's a film producer or a documentary producer listening right now. They wanted to reach out to you. Could they reach out to you and maybe you'd consider a new job?
Of course. Okay. I mean, we're not talking about the kind of a situation where you say no to that. I made a decision years and years ago. When I was doing the morning show at WAVA, I would get out of the studio at 10:30 in the morning, and 2 or 3 days every month, I would head up to another recording studio. And you know what they hired me to do primarily?
What?
I was hired to do furniture commercials where I could do an impression of that slick Southern guy,
Marlo.
That was today for 5 days only. These are the best deals you can get, and I mean that's what I was, and I got soured on it because here was the guy that was I think out of Tulsa, Oklahoma,
sure,
that did all these furniture commercials, and you don't hear him anymore. I don't. He's probably dead. You don't hear him.
That was 30 years ago,
and that's all they would use me for. And then they'd bring some other guy in to do like a regular jewelry store commercial. And I remember getting pissed off at that. And I've always said for years, what was great about the last two projects I did is the narration was me. Yes. And I was able to do a straight kind of read. And I really, really loved doing it.
Because you're more than just Ottomans.
That's you are. You are. And you're not Tulsa, Mike. When you got your Blu-rays,
Doors will open at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. Oh, incidentally, I got to whisper this. I don't know if Carla's still in the house. But I said, Carla, come here for a second. We have a law firm that advertises down here.
Yes.
A law firm that constantly, every day, has a commercial on. And you have to make sure that she's probably gone. I don't know where she is. But
one of these days can you just yell, Carla!
Well, no, because
the meatloaf!
He has to risk the baby.
The babies.
The baby could be asleep.
No. I'm going to go see. She might be napping as well. Let me just check.
She's always right napping.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll take a break, and we will come right back. I'm going to try to move as fast as I possibly can and get my wife, and then I'll tell you all about the ad down here. We'll be right back.
I have a great idea. I'll tell you when we come back.
Okay, cool. When we look at the monitor and you see the empty office chair.
Oh, it's actually kind of sad.
Yeah, it makes me sad.
Yeah.
Because you know what it makes me think of?
What?
Ultimately, the way we're headed.
She's gone.
She's gone?
She's left me. Oh, my God.
But, Mike, we still have you. And thank goodness Oscar and I were just saying how sad it is when we see the empty chair. Because it reminds us of the inevitable.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. What a lovely thought that is. Thanks, boys. This segment of the program is brought to you by Card Counter.
Card!
Introducing Card Counter 4.0, the fastest way to learn blackjack card counting. Maybe you saw the movie 21, read the book Bringing Down the House, or you read that wonderful novel Being Todd Moore, or you're just interested in winning money. Card Counter is an exciting game based on a real blackjack card counting technique. You'll learn the same counting system used by the students of MIT that made millions at the casino tables. Plus, you'll be dazzled by the amazing voiceover work by Oscar Santana when he asks you,
"What's the count?"
I wish that was louder. Why is that so soft?
Because
you purposefully turn that down. Because
everything
it's Oscar.
Everything I can do, Mike, to ruin the show.
Because you hate your brother.
That's
is that
what I
is?
Do.
He doesn't want to highlight me.
I thought Dante came in and we were going to get levels that were all normal.
Well, what happens?
And then let me just see. I'm just going to share with you what I hear. Okay? I say with the amazing voiceover work by Oscar Santana, and every day I hear when he asks, "What's the count?" That's what I.
Like,
that's
do
what
it
I
again.
Hear.
Do it again, and Rob, you don't touch a thing. I'll take care of this.
Okay.
Say that line again.
And amazing voiceover work by Oscar Santana when he asks you,
"What's the count?"
How was that?
That was
glad we solved it.
It's free and it's available today on all iOS and Android devices. Here's what customers are saying. I can't hear Oscar. Anyway, download Card Counter free by TM Soft and quickly learn everything you need to know on a plane to Vegas, a car ride to Atlantic City, or from the comforts of your own home. If you win big, please consider leaving a 5-star review and making a small donation to Mrs. O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana.
Thank you.
And remember to upgrade to the full version. Well, you know, if you really win big.
Yeah.
I mean,
if you really win big.
The guys telling you about Card Counter. Would it be so terrible to leave a little something in our Christmas stocking?
A finder's fee.
Yeah, just remember us. That's all we're asking.
Yes, please. And upgrade to the full version when you're ready to become an expert. Card Counter, another big win from TM Soft. And we thank Todd for being in business with us.
Two important things. Again, you download it, and then you give it 5 stars, and then you write a little something nice about the app or the show or Todd. Why not?
Sure.
Did you not play with it all the way out to Las Vegas? Did you not? And I'm
not
talking about
I did all the time. It was great.
You were playing with something else when we asked you what you were playing with.
Well,
all the way out to
Las
Vegas.
Right. I had a seat very close to the restroom, and I was able to just and with the aisle seat, Mike, there was no problem. It was just, you know, I'll be back in a little bit, and if the lady comes by, please get me extra pretzels. And I was going for 90 minutes.
I thought it was going to be cute to bring Carla in here. She's running errands, so she's not here. She's taking the baby out. She's taking the baby away from me this morning. But there is a law firm down here called Morgan and Morgan. And this guy, I swear to God, he is everywhere. He's on billboards. He's on television. You know, for a long time, it was the Kia car guy, Billy Fasillo.
Right. Oh,
yeah. He's still around here. You know what this guy does? Oscar, you will love this.
Please.
You know what this guy does down here? He gives away, this is what he's doing right now, the two promotions that I've been aware of that he's been doing. If you buy a new Kia from this dude,
right,
used car or a new one, he will give you a giant screen like 52-inch Samsung
television. Oh my God.
That's his.
Wow.
Now when you think about it, though, when you think the profit margins on cars and what they're making, you know, you do a little markup, you're fine. You take care of the cost it, you know, to get that.
You can get a Westinghouse for $400.
Yeah, and he's buying them in bulk. He's definitely buying them in bulk, and I guarantee you, they're not this year's model.
Wow.
Right? And the Westinghouse, by the way, the Westinghouse television is the one I use in my living room, and I couldn't be happier. Anyway,
Circle Bar W.
I've seen what you had. This is sad. A man that has been on the radio for 30 plus years, right?
He's working. It's funny you mentioned Westinghouse.
Yeah, well, because I saw it.
Is that why you mentioned Westinghouse?
Yeah, I noticed it when I was there.
I really can't believe that's your brand, Mike.
It is such a piece of crap.
You're better than Westinghouse.
You really
are. It has a picture. That's it. It's got a picture. I have to fire this up because when I came down here, I installed the DirecTV because
sure.
I love my DirecTV. I'm addicted to it. And when I came down here, I go through a series of remotes to fire that television up because there aren't any codes where universal remotes
like
will work
with
it.
It's like the hatch and lost. Like 10 different things actually make it come up.
When you go through your manual, that doesn't even offer it. Who buys a Westinghouse television? I'm sure they've got Sony and they've got Mitsubishi, but there's no Westinghouse.
Yeah, when you're going to hook up anything to it, a sound system or extended speakers, you actually have to coil the copper wire around the little terminals in the back of the television.
Thumb nuts, right, on the back of it.
The black levels on this Westinghouse are actually gray.
It's terrible. Last night, Carl and I turn in, and when I shut the TV off, on every other TV in the house, I have a little DirecTV remote.
Sure.
And I hit power, and it shuts everything off. That's the way it works. This TV, you have to go through the sound system, the TV, and the DirecTV.
Yeah, it really is. It's like doing a jump start on a car. You have to go negative, negative, positive, positive. If you don't, you're going to blow it up.
Don't burn the battery.
I had paused. I think I had paused the TV, and Carl and I were looking at the computer, and I shut down the all I shut down was the picture itself. So the actual remote, which is about the size of a matchbook for this Westinghouse television, I powered that down. Carl and I, lights out, turned all the lights out, went into the bedroom, and really, about 25 minutes later, I hear, because it had kicked back on. I had forgotten that I had to turn the DirecTV box off, and it was still running through the audio system. It was separate because the TV speakers are crap.
Don't you remember, Mike, go way back when we were just starting out together when Infinity sold to Westinghouse.
That's
Circle
correct.
Of RW. That yes. was, Mike, the beginning of the end.
I know.
Was the beginning of the end of the industry.
But you bought, in your defense, you bought that TV for your renters, not for you.
I bought it for the renters, yes. And then I, you know, I thought that, I really thought that I would not be TV challenged, and I thought that I would be so not TV challenged when I came down here that you guys remember we had that really nice set in the kitchen. Do you remember that?
Gorgeous, it was a Sony.
Set, gorgeous set.
Well, you know, when I was getting ready to leave, it was Mr. Giveaway.
You
Mr.
gave
giveaway.
Away what? That TV?
To my mother-in-law. To my mother-in-law.
She already had a TV.
I would have given you $80 for that.
What was, oh my God,
she
Mike.
Had a she had one TV.
Your mother-in-law is a 10. She's super
the
sweet.
Best.
But
yes,
does she need another cartoon-sized TV?
No, yeah, she probably doesn't. But I think what it was
you know
we
what?
Go
it
up
didn't
there.
Fit in the truck. That's what it was. You're like, you know what? This isn't going to fit in the truck. You take
well,
it.
Well, probably wouldn't have. But when we came up, when we come up to Manassas, we're going to have the guest room that she has in her new place.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? She had one TV. She didn't have two. So technically, when I gave her that little, that beautiful Sony.
Gorgeous.
A little older. It was a little older.
Didn't matter.
But that,
doesn't matter.
That was a nice
great,
set.
Great, perfect picture.
Beautiful set.
When you head up, why not pull a switcheroo?
Oh, my. She wouldn't even notice.
She wouldn't know.
She wouldn't even notice.
Bring
she
up the Westinghouse and whistle. And
yeah, that's it. Throw it right back in the truck.
Exactly.
When they go out shopping, you just swap them out. No one's going to know any better.
If you gave me 45 minutes in that house where I could take that TV up the stairs and go in there, I swear to God, she probably wouldn't notice.
We should try.
Of course not.
So,
well,
she
doesn't
try.
Sleep in the guest room.
We should try.
No, but she doesn't care about television.
Yeah,
we said the other day.
Then that's more reason for you to take your TV that actually works and is beautiful.
Exactly.
She's having a conversation. She is having a conversation with Carla the other night. And she says, what are you doing? I'm watching this great movie. And Carla said, well, can't you pause it? And she said, I don't know how to do that. She said, well, do you have a DVR? She said, yes, I think so.
Well,
so she doesn't know anything about the TV.
DVR is tricky.
Let me add this. I've been doing a little shopping while you guys and on Amazon right here.
Of course.
You can get a 42-inch Westinghouse. Just guess how much a Westinghouse costs these days. So the price is right.
I'm going to say
42-inch Westinghouse?
Yes.
$60.
No, not $60. Be realistic.
$240.
$179.
Oh, my God. They're giving them away.
Because what it is, and you don't realize this if you're doing what I'm doing, and it was a renter's television.
Sure.
I literally would go into the box store and try to find the least expensive television that I could buy.
Yeah, because they're going
to
trash it. They're going to trash it.
It doesn't have any features on it.
Oh,
and,
my
and
God.
You realize
the volume button doesn't work.
In this day and age, you know, you need all these little. I mean, I should show you. I'm going to show you the remote for this TV.
Does the picture? You know, you saw the television, Oscar.
Yes.
When you're watching the Westinghouse, does it look like when you go full screen on a bad YouTube video?
You know what? It
is
looks
it a
like,
plasma?
No,
what
it,
is it?
It looked well. It's not. It's a plasma.
So it's heavy and bad.
But the pictures in the best way I could put it is with the old TVs. Remember the one that used to have little dials at the bottom of the TVs where you would adjust the color.
Yeah, it was analog.
Yes.
Color, sharpness.
Imagine
tint,
a TV that looks like it should be from the future, but it has all the features from the 1970s.
Oh man! So just really, all it is, it
it's
is
a grainy picture. It's a grainy picture.
Wow. Okay. Oh, that's a horrible remote. But there's the Circle Bar W that I love so bad.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's great.
Mike.
Now, you see these colors on this side right over here? You see these colors?
Yeah.
These colors mean nothing. They mean absolutely nothing. They don't do anything.
Well,
there's
do you
really
think,
nothing to them.
What do they say? Are they programmable buttons?
You know what they say?
What?
I'm sure they're programmable, but probably not. They say A, B, C, and D.
Oh, of course. Well, Mike, what they want you to do is grade your television. Hit the D button.
It's a speaking spell.
Yeah, he can spell words like cab.
It's not. Look, there are less sophisticated remotes, and there are more sophisticated. You would think it would have some function, but it doesn't do anything.
And you're sure it's a TV and not a refrigerator?
It's a television, I swear to God.
Okay.
I got an HOV ticket yesterday going into Manassas, right? And by the way, I didn't know that from, I think it's 3:30 to 6:30.
Uh-huh.
If you're leaving Washington, D.C., there's a good 5 miles of road that is strictly HOV. Just
you didn't know that?
I'd never driven down around that time.
You didn't know that, like, from Arlington out to the Beltway, you didn't know
never
that you
in
can't
my
drive
life.
On that?
All I know is when I see the diamonds, I don't get in the diamond lane if I'm alone. That's all I know.
To be fair, all the signs are in English.
I have to be. I am so stunned that you, of all people, would be the last person with the route that you drive. I would think that you would absolutely know that.
I have never driven at that time of day to Manassas.
And they shouldn't be making it tough on him.
The only time I ever got busted for that was when I was faking it. And I said, I'm new to the area. I said, not based on your license, Mr. O'Meara.
Yeah,
oh, God. Busted.
Well, the guy that pulled me over, he was kind, but he was also... He seemed really irritated by my vehicle because
the Audi,
because the license plate hadn't been pulled out in the front, and I was by myself, and I asked him, sir, because I knew I was actually talking to Mickey Coachella as I was driving down the highway, right?
Well, yeah, you told me you were going to have a conversation. Yeah, yeah. How is our good friend Mickey? It's Mickey on the More Network.
Absolutely.
Everybody, you should check
it
out.
He's doing well, but I'm having a conversation with him, and I was like, I think this police officer is pulling me over, and he was. And I pull over, and I knew I wasn't in the HOV lane, so I said, well, this is strange. Maybe he noticed that my front plate wasn't showing, so that's my fault. He stops. He comes around. He goes to the front of my car first, and I'm like, here we go. Here's $500. And he comes back. He goes, is that a retractable license plate? And I said, yes, sir. This is a show car. I show my car on the weekends.
Oh, God.
At car shows. I'm so sorry I hadn't retracted it out. It's actually automatic, but I went through a car wash.
My show car.
Yeah, that's got to be. Show car. That's one hell of a car show.
And I said. And I said, I went through a car wash and it burned the motor. Here's the remote for it. And I showed it to him. And then I said, officer, I'm going to reach for my license now because I don't want to make any abrupt moves. Right? And he says, no problem. He goes, do you know that this stretch of highway is HOV2 only? I said, well, I know the left lane is. He goes, no, this entire stretch of highway is HOV2. And I said, you mean to tell me you can't ride on this highway unless you have two or three people from this time to this time, which would be 4 to 7 or 3:30 to 7. He didn't even know. And he said,
and then after the cop was done with him, I said, thank you, officer. I'll see you later. And then he took off like this. And this is what we heard.
I thought I was going to get a warning. I got a ticket that looks like the Old Testament. Like, it is the biggest ticket in the world, and I'm scared to call to see how much it's going to cost.
It's never been hidden, the fact that 66, inbound in the morning, outbound at night,
I've never driven those times.
But still, there's signs. It's clearly marked. You've driven the road on other times.
Also, the speed you're going through, and incidentally, if you're ever out on 66 when Oscar's going home, you'll hear this.
By the way, that new camber kit I put into the vehicle, it makes the car drive like it's never driven before.
What kit?
It's a camber kit. It actually levels out your car. So I could probably take a turn at 80.
Did you say a camera kit?
A camber kit.
Oh. A camber kit.
Yes.
So are you tricking out? You are Fast and Furious. That's what you want to be.
What do you mean?
You're like the kid that gets influenced by the movie.
I did just order a custom grill from the UK.
And you didn't do man grades?
And no, a custom grill for the front of my car from the UK.
I ordered it too, and I can't show it to you right now, but on the next show, I think it's going to be delivered today, and I'm going to put it on my teeth later on this afternoon. Hope you guys like that. We'll talk more cars. We will talk Florida youth and what the good old boys down here, the Cracker Boys, what they do for fun. It will curl your hair.
Yikes.
When we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, everybody, that's game show music, isn't it?
Actually, Mike, one of our listeners is the president of the Maynard Ferguson Fan Club, and once a year, Christy wants me to play one Maynard record for Maynard's birthday. Happy birthday, Maynard Ferguson.
Maynard Ferguson, one of the greatest trumpet players ever in the history of trumpets,
prolific.
Will be missed. Really probably best known for the Star Wars theme and Star Trek theme. Fantastic. Maynard Ferguson, really... absolutely incredible. Got a chance to see him live one time. And
great trumpeter.
It is time for our Mother's Day Madness giveaway, courtesy of ProFlowers.com. Quite simply, the best way to treat your mom this Mother's Day. Order today. and get a beautiful 100 blooms bouquet plus a free glass vase for only $19.99, and you can upgrade to 100 blooms with a pink vase and delicious chocolates for just $9.99 more. Just remember our code TMOS, and let me share our listener of the day. We have asked you during our Mother's Day Madness contest to send us a letter and tell us how your mom is deserving because you were such an asshat of a child. And today this comes from Becky Eskew.
Ah, Becky.
She writes, Mike, good morning, you guys. My mom deserves a treat, but not because she had to put up with me. I was an angel. Okay, Becky, that's not what we're always looking for, but let me read on. She had to deal with my brother. Oh, my. On a serious note, she really is awesome, and so is my brother, but don't tell him. Okay, Becky. She's one of the strongest people I've ever known. For most of my life, she has been battling MS as well as many other medical issues. She takes each day in stride and has shown me what strong is all about. Plus, she loves chocolate-covered strawberries and flowers. So it would earn me some brownie points to one-up my brother. Becky's a longtime listener. We're going to give her a call right now. Not because it's a particularly funny letter, but it's a very loving letter.
Deserving letter.
Can accept that once in a while because Becky's been a longtime listener. We're going to call Becky right now and tell her that she has won the flowers and also the strawberries.
Let's see if we can get her.
Wouldn't it be something if we really... Oh, is this Becky?
Hey.
Is this Becky Eskew?
It sure is, Mike O'Mara. How are you?
Oh, yay! Congratulations, Becky. You are the big winner in our Mother's Day contest.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
And is there, you know, I love the letter, and it's very, it's terrific that you support your mom, and obviously she's been battling MS, and she's dealing with this. But what I'd like you to do, Becky, is, you know, in order to get this, it's a very sensitive story. It's a wonderful story, but I'm going to need you to say one bad thing about your brother before I can release the flowers and the strawberries.
He always hid mail under his seat of his car and would tell his parents that, or tell mom and dad that he mailed it. So birthday cards were always lost for years.
That's
Becky,
pretty good.
That's a home run.
I like that.
You have earned this, and your mom has too. She will get the Pro Flowers and the Sherry's Berries from the Mike O'Mara Show. And thank you for being such a dedicated listener, okay?
That is so awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you, Becky.
Let her go, boys.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Remember, your mom had to put up with all of your nonsense while you were growing up. Pro Flowers is the best way to tell her thank you for loving you no matter what. There's only one way to get this amazing Mother's Day deal. Go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and type in TMOS. Again, proflowers.com, click the microphone, and type in TMOS. This deal expires Friday at midnight. And are we still taking entries for our contest?
Yes, we are. You just send it to mother@mikeomarashow.com.
Thank you for the tip in. I appreciate that. So we'll do that again tomorrow. Love it, love it, love it. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Follow up on yesterday's winner. Remember, we tried to call Jennifer Cartwright, and she did not answer. She sent a lovely apology letter that I'd like to share with us
now.
And it says, hi, Rob. Sweet. So excited. I'm so sorry I missed your guys' call. I didn't even show a missed call. Sad face. A flippin' sprint. My work is a huge concrete box of a warehouse, and I get really spotty service. I was really looking forward to hearing from you guys. Now, this is the part I like the most. I was completely starstruck when I got a call from Ponyboy. I know it's silly, but I couldn't believe that he sounded just like he does when he talks on the radio. He still had that sad Eeyore tone to his voice.
Eeyore.
Anyway, she says she's huge fans and she loves her TMOS men. Thank you, Jennifer. Enjoy your flowers.
You know, I love it when it works out like that. That's a lot of fun. So,
and Pony talks like Eeyore.
That's awesome. I love that. So I was going to talk about Florida. Carl and I over the weekend were talking to this guy that was working in a restaurant down by the water, right down at the beach. And really, it's slowed down tremendously down here, so you can really chat with the locals and enjoy conversations with this these people.
All the spring breakers have left, finally.
The spring breakers are gone, so this is a kid that's, I think he's getting a master's degree at Florida Gulf Coast University, and, you know, he's waiting table, and we're chatting with him, but he's been down here. He's a native Floridian. I think he was from the mid part of the state, up near Gainesville, and then moved down to the beach, and he starts talking, and we get on one of my favorite subjects, which is fishing.
Sure.
Because I'm fascinated with this being one of the most fertile fishing grounds in the
United States.
We
gone fishing.
Gone fishing, everybody. Gone fishing.
Wicked tuna.
The way I understood this, and I had to ask him again because he really rattled it off in a matter-of-fact way. He immediately, when we were talking about some of the sport fishing down here,
right?
He got on the subject of sharking.
Oh,
so you got to go sharking. And I'm like, sharking? I say, oh, no, I really don't think I'm going to be out there on the water and catch sharks.
At any point, I just don't
think that's what I want to do. I don't choose to do that.
Your center console really doesn't lend itself to being a great sharking boat, like the Orca. Did anybody in the conversation ever say actually sharking? Or was it always sharking?
I think it's sharking, going sharking. And so this is the way, I hope I got this right, but this is what they used to do. First of all, most people that fish for shark will tell you you do better at night.
Yes,
when
true.
When you go out and you shark fish at night. These kids didn't have any money to speak of, so they didn't have a boat. They didn't have anything really other than some fishing poles, and they would fish from the beach. The problem is fishing from the beach.
Yes.
That to get their lines out far enough to where the sharks would be able to the bait, you can't just cast it out. So these kids, he said, well, we had a buddy system, but he told me this is what these kids did.
This can't be good, Mike.
If my young son did this, I would freak out. This is after he told me that one night on the beach that they pulled in like a 7 to 8 foot bull shark.
Oh, my God.
Off of the beach. They would get, you have to attract the sharks, and what's the traditional way of attracting
chumming.
Sharks?
Chumming,
blood in the water.
Not they Chum get, Lee, like in Pawn Stars, no, chumming. No.
They would get a bait bag, and you know, that would have
that's
all
a category.
The blood. And
Alex, I'll take bait bags for $1,000.
The way he explained this is they would have it in a floating, like, styrofoam cooler.
Okay.
And it would be wrapped in plastic, and they would keep it out there, and then they would swim. I'm not kidding.
Oh, God,
you.
Really?
They would swim out with the bait bag, and they would poke a hole in the bait bag, and then they would put their bait on the hook, and then swim like hell back into.
So they would swim as fast as they could back to shore.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
300 yards offshore.
Oh, what?
They would swim 3 football fields offshore to do this. And like halfway through the conversation, the kid says to me, yeah, well, you know, we probably should have thought a little bit more about it. But we did have a buddy system because there would be one guy on the beach with the fishing pole and then 2 guys. And then shortly thereafter, they would pull in. You know, various sharks they're thick down here. They're very, very thick down here. And I don't know if I'm ever going to go sharking, but the fact is I am heading out today with a new friend of mine, this guy Rich, and we're going to see if we can catch anything. No, this is not the waiter. I'm not going anywhere with that guy.
Yeah.
Guy scared the crap out of me. Can you imagine?
Is
that the idiocy of youth, though? You go out with a bait bag, you poke a hole in it, you know, so that the blood and the guts and everything get out, and then you bait the hook and you release all the goo out into the water, and then you swim like hell back to shore, hopefully to you know, get a bite on your line and not to get a bite on you. Well, not to mention the stray sundry shark that might just happen to be in the area at the time.
And I know they weren't drinking, so that's good. But
there may have been beer involved.
I know what their buddy system consisted of, Mike. It was, hey buddy, watch out for that shark.
And you know, I said, well, at least it's a bull shark, not like a shark that could kill you.
God,
thank you very much.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
When you hear stories like this, and people, he's basically bragging. He's like, hey, when we were younger, this is what we used to do.
It was really, and he wasn't being braggadocious.
No, I get it, but like
he was just kind of matter of factly
telling me
the story.
These are things in the Washington D.C. area you don't really share because people are going to judge your IQ. Down there, yeah. They just share it freely. He said, hey.
He's got a BA. He's getting a master's degree. He was a smart kid. He called it Sharkin, but he wasn't like going, well, I just. Now, you see
what
that
was
down
the university
here.
Again?
Your Florida Gulf Coast.
That's
university.
Right. He's getting a master's.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know,
come on, that's
I'm
a
just
fine
saying.
School.
I'm sure
see
it's a
what
great
the
school.
Prerequisites are for Florida Gulf Coast.
Oh, here. Stop I mean, that. That's here. A fine institute.
Oh my God,
of higher
you have
learning.
To have a pulse.
You know who used to do a lot that's of sharking was,
who's
but
that?
In a boat was Horny Bob Spiewak.
HBS.
He used to go shark
to
fishing
shark.
with his cousin
God.
Steven.
And
yeah.
Now he's on a hunt for some you know what.
That's right. But
now, I would say most of the nothing. Sharks, just like anything else. You
it was pretty good.
I
on
missed
a Wednesday,
it. What was it?
It was nothing, really.
Oh, no. He was saying he was sharking when he was younger, and I said now he's on the hunt for some you know what, and nobody said anything, and I just felt dumb. That's what
you know
happened.
What, Oscar? That man has just done some serious time on the internet. So,
yeah, he
you
is.
Know, he's only recently been freed, and he was imprisoned unjustly, in my opinion.
HBS. Started off slow. He's like, oh, I'll just put up some like pinups from the 50s.
Yeah, he put up one Marilyn Monroe.
And today he came out guns a blazing and he said, Facebook, come and get me.
Yeah, yeah. I got to check
is,
it out.
Yeah, eyeball it.
He came
I killed
strong
my Wi-Fi
as they
here
say.
Because I wanted to help the signal. But it's something that they do down here. Matter of factly, it is a huge fishing culture. And I'm going out and I'm going to see, I will have my fishing stories tomorrow when I come back and we'll see if I can pull
Anglin.
Anything from
yeah, go catch
the
me
sea.
A gar, Mike. I want to see you catch another gar.
That's a freshwater fish, Rob. That's a freshwater. I'm not going to get a gar today.
Okay.
I'm going saltwater fishing
ooh,
today.
Ooh, gone fishing.
I have some. I have a question for you, Mike, if you don't mind.
Yes.
There's a show called Wicked Tuna on, I think, the Discovery Channel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Mike, it's a two-man show. It's live on stage. A lot of times they do it at arena stage, and
I
it's
like
funny.
Their Christmas show, Rob.
Oh, yes, a tuna Christmas. It's wonderful.
A very tuna Christmas.
Arch Campbell gave it 4 stars.
So
yes.
One of the teams.
From the Hardin Weaver School of Entertainment.
One of the teams.
Oh, I know, honey.
You ever see, you're old enough to know. You know this. They used to have the tuna Christmas.
And
remember
greater
that
tuna?
Live, the
oh,
greater
no.
tuna that they would have the two men that would dress in drag, just like when we're doing our Las Vegas style show out in Sacramento.
I don't know.
Oh,
again, it's not because I'm not old enough. It's because on like those holidays, I always see Don Francisco on my television. I didn't have
okay.
anything else.
All right, but you're
Mike, be sweet.
Be sweet, thank you.
There is a team on Wicked Tuna. They basically hunt these tuna. They can get them $10,000 per big tuna, mm-hmm. right? So they pick them up, but there's a team that's really killing it this year that uses a biplane to actually spot the schools of tuna.
And that's yes. a plane, Mike, that goes both ways.
And then they harpoon them, right?
Right.
What about a team that used a quadcopter, took it up in the sky, and they would do the same thing the biplane's doing, except that they would do
you
it
mean your
themselves.
Drone?
A drone.
Can you imagine how much money they would save the
right?
fuel that goes into
yes.
an aircraft? And they do it with helicopters down here, Oscar. I've
they
seen
do?
Them. As a matter of fact, we were offshore the other day, and there was a helicopter flying around. It looked like he was assisting one of the fishing boats that was out here. I think that's another use for your drone. You take the drone out on your fishing boat. These
yeah.
guys, I mean,
oh, you have to
the,
take
you
know, a
the
partner,
electronics
though.
That yeah. they use. Well, you
it's
have
a,
to.
It's
I
a
mean,
buddy
guys,
system.
They have a 3 or 4 man crew anyway.
Yes.
But the show that he's talking about, have you seen Wicked Tuna? Which do you know what network it's on, Oscar?
It might be on Nat Geo. I'll find it right now. I'll figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, it's Wicked Tuna.
I know
it's
of
another
the show,
one
yeah.
of the fishing shows. Mm-hmm. Look, they're all spawned from,
so to speak,
to me to one.
Look, and you didn't even know it.
Thank you very much. They all are born from the original, which I think still deserves amazing credit. They're running their new episodes now. Deadliest Catch, which to me is still one of the great reality
gripping.
Shows
it's
ever,
on,
ever,
it's
ever.
It's on Nat Geo. It's on Nat Geo. Wicked Tuna is on the National Geographic Channel.
I say on one end, you've got these, are they... are they guys that probably have been down on their luck? Do they have some guys that are rough around the edges mm-hmm. on Deadliest Catch? Yeah. But ultimately, you know, the greenhorns can be, slackers. But
sure.
these guys that have been doing it for years, these are pros.
Yes.
They know what they're doing, because if they don't know what they're doing, they can get somebody killed. That's the far end of the spectrum. On the other end is this show, Wicked Tuna. Because there are guys, seriously, that the only thing they've been fishing for over the last 5 years has probably been, you know, the best bag of bud that they can get their hands on.
Yeah.
And these guys, Oscar, it cracks me up what an incredible bunch of F-ups they are,
yeah.
even when they hook a fish. These guys just don't seem to really ACID. Some of the guys know what they're doing, but a lot of them don't.
Just to put this in perspective, if we wanted to, say the show moved to Florida, and we said, what are we going to do on the weekends to make up ends meet? We could actually get a boat, and we could do the TMOS Wicked Tuna boat. We'd probably get cast simply because of the cast of characters we have here.
Okay.
But you take... The one person that has one, there's always one guy that's like a real fisherman. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
The rest of the guys either are unemployed.
They're the crew.
Probably felons. And some other guys are like a neighbor boy or a son that he hasn't seen for like a summer.
There seems to be an undercurrent of drug culture there too.
But they're all there for the same reason. But then they're not, because the only guy that's there to actually catch a tuna is the captain, and the rest of them are trying not to mess it up.
Just
that's
helpers.
All it is.
Now the thing is that the culture can exist because one good tuna score nets a lot of money, right? Like a
if
big
it is
tuna.
The right. Big is one thing, but then they take it into the dock, and they not only have to have a certain size. Well, they don't have to have a certain size, but size, and then the quality of the tuna. They stick a tube down into the meat to see the fat content and how good the.
Anywhere, I don't think I can pass that.
Anywhere from.
If they did that test on Rob, can you imagine what they pull? They go, oh my God, get this guy to the tables of Japan right away.
What it would be like, it would be like that whale yesterday. I'd just blow up and pieces of me would wreck Buicks everywhere.
Yum, yum.
It would be molten hops. I know this, that the lowest tuna that they've ever brought back dollar-wise, lowest amount was, I think, $4,000. The highest one I've seen was $12,000. One guy could get you anywhere from $4,000 to $11,000 or $12,000.
Right, and when they catch them, they get them on the line. I mean, they've gotten them to the side of the boat, and they break the line, and it's hysterical to watch.
Well, they've outwitted them. They've outwitted them.
You like lost the tuna, dude.
You just lost $12,000.
So let me just, before we go to break, I will list what I may be catching today. You've got tarpon, snook, redfish, snapper. Hey, Boney. Hey, Boney, I'm going out to get some snapper, you know. And, of course, if we decide to go offshore, perhaps the elusive grouper, which could happen today. I have no idea what we're going
on. Are you taking your sat phone with you?
I am taking my sat phone, my drone, and my buddy that flies a helicopter as well.
Now, is it catch and release? Because if you catch grouper, it's delicious.
Actually, we're going to eat the fish right on the boat after we catch it.
Good for you, Mike. Good for you.
We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show right here, my mommy. Yeah, to the Mike O'Mara Show, this segment of the program brought to you by SafeBackgroundChecks.com. Knowledge is power, and the more you know about people, the better you are. In this day and age, when you hear about all the things that are going on with people online, you want to be safe.
Sure.
And we love SafeBackgroundChecks.com. What they do is they allow you safe, secure, anonymous searching and background checks. No one will ever know that you search them. One of the things when we talked to the good people at Safe Background Checks that we found out was that when you do a search on people, quite often the people that you are contracting with to do that will let the people know that they are being searched.
Right.
Yes.
And that ain't kosher. They don't do that at SafeBackgroundChecks.com. No one will ever know that you searched them, and it's totally safe and secure. And they don't do any of that upselling. Each report includes all data available, home addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, a full national criminal record search, including the sex offender registry, and more. Some sites sell criminal record reports for $50 each. I've done that. I've actually tried to do background checks on people, and you look and you go, $49.99 for one dude. That's not going to work for me. With SafeBackgroundChecks.com, you get unlimited searches for one low price. Plus, only for our listeners, use the code TMOS and get a 7-day free trial. I think that's an incredible offer. Either choose 50% off the monthly subscription or get the annual subscription for only $95. Do the math on this. If you search one person on most of these sites, it's going to cost you $50. They will give you a year of searches
unlimited
for $95, and you will save 60% off. Search as many people as you want. Verify your next roommate. Scope out an online date. Reconnect with an old friend. Update your address book. Use the reverse phone search to figure out the source of those mystery calls that we all get once in a while.
Yeah.
And of course, check yourself out. You need to know what's on your public record, and SafeBackgroundChecks.com makes it easy. Guys, the next time we have a safe background check, can we break out our little searches that we did on
all
of us?
I have them at the ready, Mike. I have them at the ready.
Remember to click the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Use the code TMOS. Visit safebackgroundchecks.com. Really, check them out today and be certain in an uncertain world. And we thank you in advance for that.
From around the globe, across the nation, and looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
The Democratic congressional primary race between former American Idol runner-up Clay Aiken and textile entrepreneur Keith Crisco.
Yeah, I remember him.
Remained very close and without a clear winner. Aiken and Crisco. Each had about 40% of the vote. Let me see. They were trailed by licensed family counselor Tony Morris. I love local congressional elections. And they were trailed by local exterminator. Anyway,
dog catcher. I love the fact that it's still too close to call, even though that guy, Crisco, remember, mounted an anti-Aiken campaign. He actually went on TV and went against him.
I like Clay Aiken. I really do. And I like... nice gesture, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Nice gesture, Big Auto.
Keep the fingers loose.
Aiken's first political campaign drew an unusual amount of celebrity buzz thanks to his singing career and a second-place finish on Celebrity Apprentice. Crisco spent 4 years as the state's top business recruiter under former Democratic Governor Beverly Perdue.
Hey!
Man, you got Clay, you got Crisco, you got Perdue. You know, you can make a nice chicken.
I was going to say delicious.
Fantastic. Jimmy Kimmel's late night show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, has been extended for 2 more years.
Good job.
On Tuesday. That seals the late night lineups across the main U.S. networks for the next few years. Kimmel is 46 years old. He has presided over the show for 11 seasons. He moved to an earlier high visibility 11:35 time slot in January of 2013, where ratings increased despite head-to-head competition from Letterman and Leno. So congratulations to Jimmy Kimmel, and I hope he has a nice log run. He's still one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Authorities have arrested a suspect in the home invasion robbery of another reality show singer, Scotty McCreery. The guy was arrested. We told you about that yesterday, that there was that break-in. His name is, the crook's name, Mikhail Jamal Shaw. He's been charged with armed robbery and conspiracy after he turned himself in Tuesday night. Police spokesman, remember this guy, Sugar Bear?
Oh, yeah.
Jim Shagru said that in a statement. It was not clear if Shaw has an attorney. Police were also looking for other suspects, and Scotty McCreery was heard to say, "It was kind of scary." Here we go. A Florida woman has been taking advantage of a guarantee that the Publix grocery store chain makes to its customers. We got them down here. That's
P-U-B-L-I-X,
my new grocery store.
L-I-X, wow. Right?
Yeah,
Publix.
Yeah.
Right.
I have a slightly different name for it, you know, that you just take out a letter.
I thought so.
But anyway, so the chain makes a commitment to customers that has allowed this lady to score more than 300 free rotisserie chickens.
Oh, my God.
What?
In the last year. Janet Feldman is able to use the Publix Promise policy to get the chickens for free because their actual weights don't match their labels.
Oh, no.
You promised that the weight would match the label, and I will have this for free. Thank you.
When the 57-year-old finds an underweight bird, she simply lets the store manager know it and gets the chicken for free.
You promised.
She is known as, she says, quote, "I'm known as the chicken lady."
Oh, that's nice.
That's what Feldman told the Sun.
Does she walk around with a scale?
She said, "I could pick them blindfolded. I haven't paid for a chicken in almost a year."
You know, she says, Mike, that she's known as the chicken lady, but that's not actually her nickname among public employees. It's the C word, is what they call her.
Here's the good part. She doesn't actually eat the chickens herself. Instead, she donates them to an animal rescue organization who feed them to hungry cats and dogs, and they love that chicken.
I guess so.
So that's good for her. On a recent day, Feldman went to 11 Publix stores and got herself 47 chickens for
She
free.
Is the crazy cat lady.
I am going to donate these chickens to you, but I would love to have a receipt.
Her last quote, I'm talking about, of course, Judy Feldman.
Yes.
I'm sorry, not Judy Feldman.
What's her name?
Janet Feldman.
Janet Feldman, of course.
Terribly sorry.
A simple slip of the tongue.
Her last quote was, quote, "If my mother was alive, dear God. She told the Tampa Bay Times, this is not what she wanted for me.
So, I don't know. I think it's a wonderful career.
Way to go, Janet. Three times this offseason, a team's cheerleaders have sued. And it was the Raiderettes, then the Bengals. Finally, it was the Jills. Make it four. And NBC Bay Area reports a member of the Jets cheerleading squad has filed a class action lawsuit for unpaid wages. According to Crystal C's lawsuit.
What's the last name?
Of it. Crystal C.
How about that?
There's got to be a last name there. Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds like a delightful beverage, doesn't it?
Doesn't she hit the stage in 20 minutes?
Yeah,
members of the
room.
Jets, the flight crew, have to work 3 days a week at rehearsals from May to December without pay, attend charity events without pay, and are required to spend their own money on travel, uniform maintenance, and cosmetics and hairstyling set by the Jets. The lawsuit states that the flight crew makes $150 per game and $100 per event, and with everything the team requires of her, Crystal C calculates that she's paid $1.50 an hour, far below New Jersey's minimum wage of $8.25. I don't think they're going to win these lawsuits.
Don't do it then. No one has a gun to your head.
Maybe it would be better if you got a chicken.
Yeah.
That's Oscar Santana, a director of female personal relations.
They're all garbage cans.
Oh, look at you. Wednesday, Oscar.
Okay. If you're ever up watching TV in the middle of the night, you're probably familiar with the Sarah McLachlan music that comes on for the pets that are abused.
Of course.
It shows the sad dog. Well, Sarah did one of Reddit's Ask Me Anything chats, and one person told her that they had to change the channel when those ads came on because they're so hard to watch. Sarah said, quote, I changed the channels too.
Oh, wow.
It's the kitten with the droopy eye or the three-legged dog, bless them, that kills me. So she was honest about that. Yeah. She turns the TV off. Meanwhile, Sarah's best comic came when a 12-year-old boy said that his friends make fun of him for liking her music. Look at these pets. They're very sad. This is Rob's dog, Linus, who attacked him 2 days ago.
Actually, Mike, we should really use our PSA to do some good. Look at this young computer engineer.
His name is Pony Boy. Anyway, so the 12-year-old says that his friends make fun of him for liking her music. And she said to him, quote, I think it's wonderful you were listening to my music. And they're not really your friends if they can't support your musical taste. Tell them, F off from me.
Exactly.
And she apparently used the real word.
Wow, that's awesome. Great.
To a 12-year-old.
I like her. Fun.
Like here we go. And now a little something-something, boys. A 26-year-old, Maria Segura of Chicago, was drunk around 4 a.m. on Monday. And with the drunk decisions she made, it's amazing that she's still alive. Okay. God bless her.
Mike, that's a great lead sentence.
Maria decided she needed some money, so even though she was very drunk, and it was 4 in the morning, she hopped in her 1996 Chevy Cavalier to go to an ATM.
Nice.
But she ended up driving off the road onto some railroad tracks.
Oh, no. This is sad, right?
She was drunk. She didn't realize it. Fortunately for her, a cop saw her on the train tracks, told a 911 dispatcher to stop any trains on the line until he could get her out of there. When the cop talked to her, she told him she was just looking for an ATM on the railroad tracks.
She didn't find it there.
Her blood alcohol level was 0.208, or about 2.5 times the legal limit. She was arrested. Lots of charges here. She was arrested for driving under the influence, driving with a suspended license, driving in the wrong lane,
right,
and of course impersonating a Cerrito. We will take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merrill Show, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa. This portion of our program is brought to you by Shari's Barry's.
Delicious.
I love my mamo.
Mm. Aww.
I do. I think we all love our mamos.
Yes.
And we'd love to have them get a special day. This Mother's Day, why not give your mamo a gift as special and as unique as she is? Give her the joy of Shari's Barry's. We talk about them all the time. If you haven't tried this, you really should, because it is a pretty much, I call it a 100% success rate.
Home run.
Oh, grand slam home run.
It's real easy. Even better, you can double your berries right now for just $10 more. We call it Doppelberries. Mom will love it. Simply click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code TMOS, and you'll get these just phenomenal strawberries. They are delicious. They're huge.
Yeah.
And then they dip them in chocolate, and then they top them with either chocolate chips, nuts, or the popular Rob's favorite, Swizzle. Mmm, boy.
Mmm, boy!
All you need is our magic code TMOS. Use TMOS when you order and spoil the mom in your life. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Visit berries.com. Remember that website, berries.com. And remember our code TMOS. Mother's Day right around the corner.
Yes.
You're running out of time. That's berries.com. TMOS. Great. Don't be a jerk. Take care of your mom. Do it the right way, everybody. And we thank you. Time to open the audio vault for Wednesday, May 7th, 2014. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, you like me. I'm not saying that you like me. I'm saying that you are like me in the fact that you...
I do like you, Rob.
I know,
really
I like
do.
You too, Mike. I think it's
very
nice.
Good.
We have a wonderful relationship. But you also enjoy music. And
yes.
Every now and then I like to bring you a mashup that I think works particularly well. I like this one. It's not perfect, but it's clever. And if you seek out the video, they've actually put both bands sort of playing each other's music. It's called A Hard Girl's Night. This is the Beatles with Motley Crue. Cool. And
wow.
They've actually altered the rhythm of the film, so it looks like Ringo is doing the drumming. It's very cool. Check it out.
Makes the song better. I like it.
You know, every now and then you'll hear a song again, and then you realize it's so simple, but it's so beautiful. That beat from Motley Crue. I just love that beat. I love that. That is just a power rock song that I think is phenomenal.
If
really
you
well
haven't
done.
Heard it in a while, Mike, you might want to head down to the Cloakroom on K Street, right here in Washington, D.C., and we wish
or
them luck with the
rebuild. When you're in Fort Myers, please stop by Lookers, Lookers. Just off Fowler Street. Thank
Mike,
you very much.
Do you
much,
know where Larry King is now in his mind? No. He's alive. He's alive.
Right,
but
right.
He's at the point now where he's saying, if CNN took me back, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know what they've become.
Oh, my God.
Here's
they're
a quote.
They're not asking you back, Larry.
He's on the RT, for God's sake.
Here is a brief quote from the Today Show yesterday as Larry distances himself from CNN. And again, as you said, he's not been invited back.
And the tough time I would have at CNN now, I think, would be doing this airplane story. Because I think I'd crack up laughing. I think I would have, you know. How many times can you cover a plane? 6 weeks and all we know is it made a left turn.
Yeah.
You know what? I give him credit.
Yeah,
he's right. Absolutely right.
But
he's
you
right.
can't say with that story that you'd crack up laughing. You can't say that. I'm laughing because it's funny.
But give the old man credit for being savvy enough to know what everybody's saying. I mean,
right.
Last night, again, they had a victim. They had one of the wives of the Australian dude that got lost on the plane. I was stunned. I was dumbfounded by CNN, which during this story, remember this. Because this is absolutely when it happened. This is officially when CNN gave it up.
They jumped the shark.
Right.
They jumped the shark and any possible chance of calling them a reputable news organization is dead. They suck. And I include Aaron Burnett and Anderson Cooper and, you know, all of those people that are just, I mean, it's insane.
Yep.
Because, you know why? Because they got no balls at all. Some suit at CNN said, wow, look at these ratings. We are doing this until we can't do
juice
it anymore.
It. Getting all the
and,
juice.
And I just say, screw them.
Yeah.
I never watch CNN anymore.
All right, Mike, trivia question. How old is the great, and I know you're a big fan, how old is the great Tommy Lasorda?
Ooh.
Definitely in his 70s. I would say late, maybe even his 80s.
Born 1927, which means he's probably about 87 or 88. I didn't get the date of birth. And that's the right age, Mike, to get an honorary doctorate from, and I don't know if you're familiar with this Institute of Higher Learning, Northwood University of Florida.
Don't know Northwood. No,
well,
sorry.
They got him out there, so I suppose he gave some one of his patented pep talks to the graduates. And they also interviewed him on local television down there. And he had a very interesting take on the Donald Sterling situation.
Oh, my God.
And what I love is just the vim and vigor and energy in Tommy Lasorda's voice.
I've been a friend of that guy's for 30 years. Well, it doesn't surprise me that he said those things. And he shouldn't have said it. And he just hurt himself by talking too much and doing things that he shouldn't be doing. And I tell you, I don't wish that girl any bad luck, but I hope she gets hit with a car.
Dr. Tommy Lasorda.
He's 86.
And also known as one of the foulest mouthed managers in the history of baseball.
Yeah, but also, Mike, a Nutrisystem success story.
Rob, could you dig up Tommy Lasorda's foul mouth for the bonus hour this week?
On it. I will absolutely have it.
Because we have it, right? Don't we have it lying around?
I have it somewhere. I know I do.
Tommy, go ahead.
It's time to close. And,
sorry.
That's all right. No, I apologize.
Did we lose the connection or something like that? What happened?
No, I'm sure it's fine.
Okay, very good. I was going to say, really, there's one scene, I think from the World Series, where Tommy's talking to his pitcher, and it's hysterically with Tommy using the F word. We'll try to get that for the bonus hour this Friday.
We will have it for you. And we close with David Letterman saluting the world's oldest man, Mike, a man who lives in New York City.
You know what I heard today? There's a guy in New York City on the Upper West Side. He is now the oldest man in the world. He's 111 years old, lives right here in New York City. Yeah, how about that? 111. His health care, his medical expenses are fully covered by Coolidge Care.
Coolidge Care.
111 years old, all the guy can talk about is how he was pushed out by Kelly Ripa.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
For all technical support issues with the Mike O'Mara Show, you can contact our Sugar Glider Wrangler himself, Matt Bloom, Pony Boy, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All correspondence for the show, including that gentleman that was nice enough to ask me where he can send a gift for me, that goes to Leesburg. Hopefully Rob won't steal it. P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And remember, our official e-voice hotline is open now at 800-440-8167. And don't forget another winner in the Mother's Day Madness Contest tomorrow on the show. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website, always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.